Permanent Rose by Hilary MacKay. Read by Sophie Aldred. Chapter 1. David tramped along the road to the Casson house, trying not to think too far ahead. In his pocket was a packet of banana-flavoured chews. He had started his journey with 3 packets, watermelon, lime and banana, but now only banana were left. Every few steps, he unwrapped a fresh sweet and bundled it into his mouth. He did the unwrapping in his pocket and the bundling in one quick furtive movement that looked like a yawn. It was the last week of the school summer holidays, late August, and smotheringly hot. David was on his way to visit Indigo Casson, something he had been meaning to do all summer. The nearer he got to Indigo's house, the harder he chewed. Chomp, 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 went David, and then accidentally gulped and swallowed before he had the next sweet unwrapped. For the first time since he had started out, his mouth was empty. Chewing had been David's way of stopping himself thinking very hard. Now, and without any encouragement at all from David, his brain lurched into action.
What if Indigo's dad opens the door? Please not him, prayed David, as he fumbled with a particularly tight chew wrapper.
Indigo's father was an artist. Bill Casson, artist. It was hard to believe. He looked like someone from a TV advert for something very expensive, sports cars, or first-class train travel. He did not look as if he had ever been near anything as messy as paint. 2 things about Indigo's father had alarmed David when they met. The first was this inhuman cleanness.